Rhode Island real estate headlines. NEDR Online launches Providence Public Records Portal for RI Property Research. NEDR Online now hosts a centralized hub for Providence Public Records, including property tax and assessor search tools for Rhode Island's largest county. Real estate professionals in RI can streamline due diligence on Providence County properties with direct access to tax and ownership records. Bookmark 8.publicrecords.netronline.com/state/counties-providence for faster Providence property lookups. Rhode Island real estate headlines. RI commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found Rhode Island's average real estate commission at 5.57%, below the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified statewide data when positioning services in competitive listing conversations. Review the full survey breakdown at the source URL to inform your 2026 pricing strategy. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some RI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context: why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption,